can't find a reindeer, I'll make one instead.
So he called his dog Max, then he took some red thread and he tied a big horn on top of his head. Then he loaded some bags and some empty sacks on a ramshackle sleigh and he hitched up to old Max.
Then the Grinch said, "Get up," and the sleigh started down toward the homes where the Whos lay a snooze in their town.
All their windows were dark, quiet snow filled the air. All the Whos were dreaming sweet dreams without care when he came to the first little house on the square.
"This is stop number one," Bald Grinchy caused hissed, and he climbed to the roof, empty bags in his fist.
Then he slid down the chimney, a rather tight pinch, but if Santa could do it, so could the Grinch.
He only got stuck only once, for a moment or two, then he stuck his head out of the fireplace, flew where the little Whos stockings all hung in a row. "These stockings," he grinned, "are the first things to go."
Then he slithered and slunk with a smile most unpleasant around the old woman and he took every present.
Pop guns and bicycles, roller skates, drums, checkerboards, tricycles, popcorn and plums.
And he stuffed them in bags, then the Grinch very nimbly stuffed them in bags one by one up the chimney. Then he slunk to the icebox, he took the Whos feast, he took the Whos pudding, he took the roast beast.
He cleaned out the icebox as quick as a flash. Why the Grinch even took the last can of Who hash?
Then he stuffed all the food up the chimney with glee.
"And now, Grinch, I'll stuff up the tree."
And the Grinch grabbed the tree and he started to shove when he heard a small sound like a coo of a dove.
He turned around fast and he saw a small Who, little Cindy Lou Who, who was not more than two.
The Grinch had been caught by this tiny Who daughter who'd got out of bed for a cup of cold water.
She stared at the Grinch and said, "Santa Claus, why? Why are you taking our Christmas tree? Why?"
You know, that old Grinch was so smart and so slick, so he thought up a lie and he thought it up quick.
"Why, my sweet little fox?"
The fake Santa Claus lied. There's one light on this tree that won't light on one side.
"So I'm taking it home to my workshop, my dear.
I'll fix it up there, then I'll bring it back here."
And his fib fooled the child, then he patted her head, and he got her a drink and he sent her to bed.
And when Cindy Lou Who went to bed with her cup, he went to the chimney and stuffed the tree up.
Then the last thing he took was the log for the fire. He went up the chimney himself, the old liar.
And there was left nothing but hooks and some wire.